Hey, what's up? It's Marky Mark. I was just kind of had this thought on my mind about wholesale and prices and things like that. And I was running through my head, like, why do we wholesale? What's the point? Is that something that's just kind of outdated sort of system that everyone just does it because that's the way it's always been done? Or is it, you know, something more meaningful, more powerful? And I have this thought in my head that maybe I just get rid of wholesale altogether, almost altogether, and I slash my popcorn prices, and you come to the stand, and instead of paying, like, let's say $5 for a bag of popcorn, you pay $2.50, and as a customer, you know, you get a great price just by coming to the stand. But then I wonder, you know, well, how does that affect wholesale? How does that affect other people that we're working with? So we sell, you know, we sell popcorn to different mom and pop shops, to breweries, distilleries, to restaurants, things like that. And will they buy for $2.50, knowing that they're not getting a price break, knowing that they're giving me a different audience? You know, do they want a little something extra? And how does that play out? Even if I know that I can sell that bag of popcorn, or they can sell that bag of popcorn for $5. Down the road, what's it worth to me? What's it worth to them? And where does, you know, stopping wholesale take us? Can I lower my prices so that somebody's able to, you know, pay a little bit less? You know, or does that devalue the brand? Can I just say that, you know, now that I'm 2.5 years in, I know that, you know, I can lower my prices a little bit because I've achieved better pricing, you know, having been in this business for X amount of time. I'm just having a hard time figuring out where to take this. I just called a friend, actually, someone that I do business with, that I wholesale to, and I want to ask that person what their thoughts are. You know, would they still work with us? Do they think they could still sell the popcorn for what it costs there? What would happen to our relationship? You know, is there other stuff that I haven't been thinking about? Because, I mean, I think wholesale started because somebody has a different value than you have. So if I wanted to sell my popcorn to somebody else, you know, they have extra hours. They have a different clientele. They have their own sales team. I don't have to pay to staff somebody. So they're providing me with an advantage. Somebody's flicking their headlights at me. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm not totally sure why or what they're doing. You know, what's it worth for me to give a discount to them? How do I bring more customers to me and increase the value of my brand to them? Do I have to do that through wholesale? Should I do that another way? Should I work a different way with businesses, with other businesses? You know, should I not sell to retailers? Should I only sell to business, you know, B2B, with the other business being somebody that's going to give it away to their employees, or as a thank you to clients, something like that. As an incentive for people to buy more at their shop. You know, we work with somebody that buys our popcorn wholesale now, but then they give that with, you know, purchase of, say, a $50 purchase, given something that only cost them $2, you know, that's like a saying that you get a percentage discount with your purchase. You get an add-on with your purchase. So that's pretty cool, too. I'll check back in after I hear back from my friend and see what they suggest. Thanks for listening. I love your feedback, too. Shoot me a message. Look me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at PopRioter. That's P-O-P-R-I-E-T-O-R. You can find us online at popculture.org. Take care.